laps is the call, the king of the springs here at WXC Speedway. We trust you're enjoying yourself. It's the main event, international star-studded lineup. Christopher Bell coming out of grid position three, but it's the Hawk, Darren Hagan on the front row with Michael Pickens, Graham Standring, Ian Dermotower, Dobson. I'm Aaron Driver. Welcome to those taking the broadcast throughout America. It's the big one tonight. Pickens won the qualifying pole shuffle, elected to run the outside. 40 laps of distance, strap yourselves in. She's going to be a bumpy ride as we set them away and light the match paper. We're away. Watch them coming through and see how it all unfolds. They'll all go to Tina up. They'll have to try and shake themselves down. Out in front, though, it's Darren Hagan, Michael Pickens, Christopher Bell. Then we'll go back to the one Australia, Nathan Smith. Cars running left, right and centre at the moment. Clawson in there, Valmo's in a big mover too. So it's all fast, all furious here tonight at WXC Speedway. It's Darren Hagan. Go back to the one New Zealander, Pickens. 71 of Bell running in third. Then we go back to Clawson in 39.
Oh, wheel stand.
Oh, loads of the mass wheel stand. You're right. Smee holds in fourth position. Then we go back to fifth position. It's the 39 USA Brian Clawson the bullet. But out in front, America, New Zealand, America. Oh, three wide, and further back, Abreu passes Clawson, who passes Smee. Brilliant stuff. Here comes the pocket rocket.
He shot up the
Pickens. Pickens, did you see that? Domo, he's got that guy with a slime job.
Massive.
Pickens. Oh, we got a new race leader, and it's the Kiwi. Oh, Hagan, he has to back out of it, and Michael Pickens is the front with 36 laps to go.
And little Rico's moved to fourth.
Oh, it's Michael Pickens. Darren Hagan goes back at him.
Oh, Pickens has picked him off.
Oh, great stuff here to White. Bell's running in third, Abreu running in fourth, Clawson running in fifth. Then we go back to the one Australia car, Nathan Smee. America running second, third, fourth, fifth. It's New Zealand Outboy out in front. Bell starts to reel him in. Fast and furious here tonight at WXC Speedway. Quick time 15.258 by Michael Pickens.
Well, this track is just perfect for slide jobs.
Are we going to see some massive ones? They're running right by the concrete fence. She's going to be a beautiful sight to watch. Cars are driving superbly. McCutcheon's dropping a couple of positions. Bell now on Hagan. It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. And Pickens, oh, Pickens! He does clip the concrete fence on the entrance to turn number three. She's fast, she's furious tonight. The cushion is starting to be swept out nice and wide. Who's going to elect her on the top shelf? Oh, Bell!
Bell!
Bell! Bell! Christopher Bell! Upside down, he got too wide. Was he battling with the Hawk? Who would know? We'll have to see an action replay for that. But Christopher Bell, he is dusted, busted, and slightly disgusted as he is upside down right in front of you, Derbs.
Well, you can see where it happened right at the first mark on the wall. The tank went, the tail tank went in first, and then he just swapped ends and over it went. And I hope there's something on the big screen for that, because that was spectacular.
Guys, Jerry, how hard is that to do? Like, I mean, you're really on the knife edge up there. How hard is it to run that line as fast as they are?
Oh, it's pretty tough. It's, it's hard to explain how hard that is. I mean, like I said, right there shows you. It's just within 6 inches, you have to hit your mark probably within about 6 inches lap after lap and watch the rut. So it's a very narrow line up there right now.
Put your hands together for him.
Yeah, I hear them all applauding, so it seems to be okay. Now, also, Jerry, like, they've had about 8 laps or 9 laps so far, so what changes would they be making to the car at this stage?
Well, it just kind of depends on where you're at. Looking at Darren Hagan, he looks pretty tight. He might be trying to free his car up a little bit right now. That may come to him a little bit later, because the car
doesn't
look a little bit tight right now. So. Like I said, the big screen looked like he had to just lift maybe just a little bit, because he was catching Hagan so fast there. And when you got a car set like that against a cushion, and just anything rolling out of the throttle, just lost the front end there. But like I said, right now, a lot of fuel in the cars. That's kind of why you're seeing the wheel stands down the straightaway a little bit. As that fuel load burns off, it's going to change the cars quite a bit. And like I said, Darren looks a little bit tight right now, so he's probably wanting his car to free up a little bit. If you're a little bit loose, you're taking some rebound out of the front shocks to let the front of the car come up a little bit easier.
Graham Standring, if you look at Darren Hagan's car, look at the muffler. It's glowing red hot at the top.
Okay, yeah, we're having a look at that now. Usually when the muffler's glowing red hot, that means the car's lean at the bottom end, so it's not quite getting enough fuel at the
red light.
Bottom end. We've got a red light situation.
We think it's for Christopher Bell. We have a red light situation for Christopher Bell. So I believe it's a closed red.
Closed red.
Closed red.
Which means that there's no pit crew allowed out on the track, only the ambulance stuff.
Well, we saw that young Rico had gone from seven. He's now in third, so that's when the battle's going to be with the top four cars that are going to restart after how many laps, Aaron?
We've got 33 laps to go.
33 to go. It's a long, still a long way to go.
33 laps to go, and it is for the car of Christopher Bell receiving attention down there. Folks, we'll ask you to stay away from the fence. Folks, I can report to you the word coming through from the officials down there is that there are no injuries to report. Christopher Bell is just a little bit dazed, and he will be seeking some attention back in the pits there. So that is good news for Christopher Bell fans.
Yeah, guys, it's, what's really good is he seems like he's okay, and Jerry Coons is there just talking to him, and it's a voice he recognises and somebody that he knows really well. So I think he'll be okay.
So the restart order is Michael Pickens, Darren Hagan, Rico A. Brew, Brian Clawson, Nathan Smee, Chris McCutcheon, Chris Gwillen, Brock Maskevich, Brad Mose, and Lucas Scott Rounder, your top 10. Hayden Williams, Sean Inslee, Adam Clark, Jared Wade, Shane O'Connor, Dwayne Lickman, Matt Jackson, Rose Arpenny, and Scott Buckley. Yeah. That is how they'll look. They're ranked, stacked, and ready to go.
Yeah, Hayden Williams has made good progress. Remember, he came out of the B main, so he would have started out of grid 17. So already he's up to about 12th or something like that. So he's really made some forward moves there.
So that's how it looks at the moment.
The other thing also, while the cars were sitting there, the guys have got some time to analyse where their setup was, so they can make only shock absorber changes. And on a closed red like that, there's not allowed any crew out there to add weight to the cars by turning the shocks up or twisting or load into the bars. So just on a closed red, the only change that the drivers can make is the shock absorber adjustment.
33 laps to go here at WXC Speedway.
Lights are still on, so we won't take a green. There seems to be a bit of discrepancy between the 21 car of Adam Clark and the 77 car of Sean Inslee.
So now they're sorted now, that's better.
Yep.
So we'll send them away this time round. So we'll see, this will be 33 laps to go. The King of the Springs here at WXC Speedway. A lap 7 minutes in the four. Christopher Bell bringing a closed red light on. We'll resume battle stations now.
Looks like, I don't know what Rico's doing. No, yeah, he's just gone.
I don't know what he's doing either.
Giving a rev to clear the engine.
So, here we go. We'll rack him and stack him and send him away. Double file restarts. Hagan and Pickens, Abreu and Clawson. We're away. Here we go. Fast and furious. So they all sort of tuck in. Oh, look what's going on here. Faster they go. Oh, they all get into each other. Cars trying to file themselves around. Oh, Hagan back in front. Darren Hagan now leading this one through. Here we go to the, Hagan out wide. Pickens now back in front. Pickens and Hagan are exchanging the lead. This is sensational scenes. Here's Clawson runs in third. Abreu running in fourth, bounces through a massive run as Maskevich comes from nowhere. Meanwhile, Hagan out in front, Pickens up high. Then we go back to the car of, Hagan and Pickens! Hagan and Pickens Brilliant. Come together.
Hagan half spun, Pickens tagged him, so I hope there's no damage to the Pickens car.
Pickens tagged him! We've got 30 to go! 30 laps to go at WXC Speedway. Hagan right out by the fence. Abreu right out by the fence. Brian Clawson coming through now as well.
So it's New Zealand 1, USA 2, USA 3, USA 4, Rock, Maskevich 5.
Hagan's got problems! Hagan's got massive problems in the middle of the turns.
He's a little bit untidy. I don't know that he's got any problems. He's just going to settle down and do a couple of laps where he is. So here comes the
Rico
third.
Now for third.
Abreu moves into third as the Hawk is struggling in the 91 Van der Maze USA car. Fast and furious. Pickens your race leader.
Car stopped on the straight. We're going to yellow.
It's Sean a 77 Inslee. Of Inslee. So again, we'll have a restart. And Brian Clawson will resume battle stations with 29 laps to go.
Brian Clawson's car is working very well since the yellow light. That car's working very well on the bottom, down by the pole line. So while the other guys are going up the top and scrubbing off a whole lot of speed by going around there so far, he's able to get around the bottom really quickly. So just that a couple of laps up unsettled him. He tagged the wall, he did a couple of things wrong, half spun in turn two, and now he's paying the price. But he'll regather his composure and he'll be back into it, I'm sure.
So, not sure, there it is. So it's Pickens, Clawson, Hagen, Abreu, McCutcheon, Maskevich, Mosen, Smee, Gwilym, Williams, Clark, Scott O'Connor, Hickman, Buckley, Jackson, Wade, Halfpenny, and now will be the 77 of Inslee.
Yeah, keep an eye on the Mosen car, like on the inside throw there.
He came forward and dropped backwards, Graham.
Yeah, he did, and then he has a habit of that, and then once he settles into a groove, if he really hits that spot, he'll go really well. So keep an eye on him. That's the number 7 mobile car, the mobile Samuel car.
Inslee is... Well, Dobbo Inslee's getting a restart.
He's going to get a restart by the looks of it.
Yeah, really unusual. His car may have just jumped out of gear or something like that, and then you can't put these cars back in gear. No, he's done.
He's done. So Inslee is done. The flower box will go down, and we'll get ready to rack him and stack him and send him away. 29 to go, 11 in the books. Michael Pickens resumes battle stations as your lead car with Brian Clawson.
And Hayden Williams is on the charge too. Remember, he's come from nearly the back, and he's halfway through the field. We've only done 12 laps.
12 laps gone. Let's see how this one unfolds. Let's have a look, let's have a look. We're away, we're away, we're racing. So, let's have a look at this time round. Here goes Abreu to the top shelf. Oh, he's bouncing around. Oh no, we've got cars upside down. Cars upside down. It is the one Australia car, evolved with the 98 of Chris Gwilym again.
Yeah, that was very, very soft. It was just a Tommy tip over, so there's a pretty good chance that both those cars will be able to get a restart in this.
Here we go, let's have a look at the big screen. Here is the replay. On the start we go. There seems to be some issues at the top part of that track, Graham.
Yeah, not so much on turn entry, but I went, when I was down there looking at the Christopher Bell incident, or talking to Jerry and Christopher Bell, there's a real problem right in the middle between turn one and turn two. There's a very big rut there. So what makes that sort of difficult is that when the guys are running the high groove out by the wall, they're getting around the outside of the rut, no problem. The real issue is when they're trying to do slide jobs, they actually have to slide up and across that rut to get in front of the other guy, and that's what's causing issues. So very few slide jobs at that end, more so at this end.
Well, he remarkably wants a restart, Gwilym. Gwilym wants a restart, so...
Yeah, like I said, the tip over was very soft. He just rode up on the wheel, and when the cars virtually had stopped, it just fell on its side. So there's a pretty good chance without guys just having a quick look at the car. And what they do in that situation is just double-check the steering so you can make sure the guys have brakes and the usual things. Nothing's loose or in danger of coming off, and they'll push him away like that.
Smee's away for a restart, as too is the 98 of Gwilym. They both will retire to the rear field positions.
Yeah, unfortunate. They were fair way further forward than that.
They were sitting in position 8 and 9th respectively.
So Smee's gone.
Well, he's at the back now, Dobbo. That's going to be difficult.
Yeah, he's going to go back up to a spot. So
he can get a Scott back. Wow.
Well, I don't think... Well, really?
I'm not sure that he can. Usually the rule is the guy who is the prime cause has to go to the rear of him and the other cars resume the position that they were in.
Well,
it happened to Rico, and that was marginal. This one was a bit more clear-cut.
Yes, it was.
Last week,
they'll both go to the rear of the field in this situation.
So how does that work?
Oh, that's just some Kiwis giving some Aussies some love, I think.
That's remarkable. That's remarkable scenes. The same thing happened
at
Boxing Night.
It's not over yet. The lights are still on. Ian is there. He's getting a call from the officials now, and he's writing on his blackboard. And he's about
we've seen what he does with his blackboard. He's written all sorts on his blackboard last time as well, and that nothing eventuated.
Good, you guys are getting all stressed. Slow down. Keep calm.
Well, Derms, you've got the air-conditioned box up there.
I've got it all. We've seen all the accidents that happened down here.
Okay, the message on the board.
The board says,
yes.
Last bus at 10 o'clock. Oh, no, it didn't.
Well, they're saying they're giving him his position back. That's remarkable. How does that work?
Can't answer that.
Well, there's some Anzac love there for you. Okay, 29 laps to go.
So, Clawson elects to run, Pickens elects to run the outside on the double file restart, and we'll put Clawson on the front row on the inside. Hagen and Abreu the next row back. We're going to give them the thumbs up and we'll send them away for 29 more laps here at WXC Speedway for the King of the Springs 40-lap main event tonight. Well, racked up, stacked up, and we'll send them away. Three Americans, the lone Kiwi. We're away, we're racing. Fast and furious. So, let's have a look at this time round. Pickens on the top shelf. Avery goes with him. Clawson down low. Now we're going to see some people file through here and see what happens. Clawson with a slide job on Pickens. Hagen going to try and slide with him as well. Plenty of drama in this one. Pickens way up high. That's really where he wants to live. He's doing it the hard way. Clawson sweating on an error. Hagen going to try and slide on Abreu. Abreu now on into third as Hagen now comes through the line to take third place. Oh, great battles in this one, Dobbo. They're everywhere, inside and outside.
So Pickett leads it from Clawson second. Abreu third. Darren Hagen fourth. The best of the Kiwis is fifth. And Brock the Rock behind his skipper. And here comes Pickens.
Pickens and Clawson are going at it. Clawson's sweating on Pickens to make an error. Pickens wheel standing his way around. Michael Pickens! Clawson, I think, now foul! Oh, it was almost a reenactment of last week. Pickens, though, they come together, they managed to save it. Pickens and Clawson. Now Pickens has got his new battle station. Maybe Clawson was playing a mind game, trying to steal the line. We've got 25 laps to go.
Here comes Rico. Rico's on the place.
Hayden Williams, he hit a runner and upside down. Hayden Williams went upside down as Avery made the slide job on Clawson.
I just saw Rico then, like when the yellow lights come on, he slapped the side of the car. He was really annoyed because that was going to be his trump move. He was going to thread the needle and dive underneath one and slide.
I agree with Graham. He's the one to watch just down here. Absolutely keen to get to that front placing as young Rico. But he's out of the car. We're up here with their fan club. The Hayden Williams fan club, he's okay. Very disappointed after moving through the field from way back.
Derbs, how big is that rut in front of you?
There's a head just in front of me that's bigger than the rut. I can't see it. Oh, yes, I can. It is a big rut. It is a big rut. There's no doubt about that. But, they're all running over it, so it's
the
not...
The gates are open.
The what?
The gates are open. I'm not sure what's going on. We've got the gates. Pit gate is open. Now it's closed.
Why? It's... someone big that couldn't get through the fence?
No, the doctor has been sent pit side.
Okay.
Lights are out. Next time round. So this time it's Clawson on the inside, Pickens on the outside.
Yeah, the lights are back on again.
Abreu now on the inside. Ooh. And Hagen on the outside. Mosin's come through.
The lead car on this situation, only on the starts of the races that the lead car has to, no one's allowed to accelerate or pick up the throttle until they get to the white line. In a race situation like this where they come off a yellow light and they've had an incident, the lead car, which in this case is Michael Pickens, he is allowed to pick up the throttle anywhere from about mid-turn to the white line. So that's why it looks like he's jumping the start, but he's just actually going that bit earlier to try and get the jump on the guys, and that is quite legal.
This time round, we'll let him loose. Here we go, we're away. Hagen this time to the top shelf. This will see how this unfolds. They all concertina down. Hagen's the only one up high. Pickens down low, Clawson down low, Abreu down low. Hagen now into third. Abreu drops back in the fourth. Slide job here for Abreu on Hagen. And Abreu now up to third place. Oh yes, now Hagen goes with him. So now this is interesting. Abreu up to third. And Clawson now with there as well. So she's fast, she's furious here at WXC Speedway. We've got a new race leader, it's Michael Pickens. Pickens, panel stations up front. Clawson now up to second. In third place is Rico Abreu. Then we go back to Darren Hagen at fourth. Brock Miskovic now round back to sixth as Mosin comes through in fifth position. Clawson now, he's getting some momentum up wide. What's going on, Graham?
Clawson's the guy on the move. Keep an eye on him, he's sweeping off the top group. He hasn't got too long to run it because he's going to run out of tyres before too long. Running up there with a high wheel RPM. So
here he goes! Yep. He's going for the move around the outside!
He should get it this time. That thing is screaming.
Clawson and the big air slinger. Pickens, your race leader. Clawson in second. Abreu running in third. That's your top three at the moment. New Zealand, America, America!
It's interesting that Pickens has gone pole wide for the last two or three laps. They've been going pole for the first.
You're right, Dobbo. I think the pole line's the place to run at the moment, especially in good run off turn four. The engine is absolutely screaming in the 39 USA car of Clawson.
Clawson really putting a ton of pressure on Pickens. Clawson living very dangerously. Pickens now, he's drilled enough to get himself in down the hole. Avery gets all loose as anything. Avery now running to the bottom of the pole line.
Mosen now
coming through.
Mosen top four.
Mosen now made a huge manoeuvre. He started way back in grid position number nine. So, America running 2, 3 and 5. But Pickens made a slight error. Here comes Clawson. Clawson to the top shelf.
I have the momentum this time.
Oh, he does. Yes, no, we got him. Brian Clawson in the front.
Going to go down and try and shut Pickens
off. Oh, he does. He shoved them through. So Pickens now will move back to second place. Battle stations up front.
Look at the gap he's put in there so far. So, and keep an eye on Mosen. Mosen's on the move.
Mosen's now on the move.
And the longer these races go like this, the better it suits Mosen. He's a real momentum. He just keeps going.
USA 1 and 3, New Zealand 2 and 4.
Pickett's still considering down low. I think what we need to do is see that top shot work again. That's the way it's going to be. We've got 15 laps to go.
Surely.
Here at WXC Speedway.
Surely Pickett isn't going to sit on the pole line forever. He's got to go back to at some stage.
That Clawson engine is absolutely screaming through turn four here, where I am. So I hope it lasts.
Is Pickett starting to put some lines at Hagen in the fence? Maskevich comes through. The top three have started to check out, though. It is Brian Clawson. Then we go back to
here
Michael Pickett. Then we go back to the 1NZ. I'm on USA, should I say, of Avery.
Pickett is inching closer, lap after lap.
13 laps to go. Clawson's
now
gone low.
Clawson drops to the bottom.
Clawson drops low.
Maskevich now moves into fourth. Mosen swings back to fifth.
Fast and furious here at WXC Speedway. Brian Clawson. He is your race leader.
Oh,
12 laps to go, Graham.
What? Clawson's really good in turn 1 and 2 at the bottom, but not so good in 3 and 4 at the top. But he is inching away, and here comes Hagen.
Avery running in third, Graham. This is a remarkable scene down in front. The top three with 11 to go. Pickett just gets a little bit loose off turn number 2. The momentum is with the American out in front. Brian Clawson, the two Yanks.
And Hagen's going up there to follow him, so Hagen should pick up Pickens here.
Hagen!
Pickens has made up some ground.
It's Avery running in third, Graham. So it's America, Brian Clawson. Then we go back to Michael Pickens. Rico Avery running in third. Here goes Pickens! He's starting to reel him in. We've got 10 to go, Graham.
Yep, 10 to go, and Avery is really coming on. He's checked out from the bunch, and he's coming after them.
So are we going to go over the wedge sail, are we, what? King of the Springs here at WXC Speedway. Clawson, Pickens, Avery, that's your top three with 8 to go, Dono.
I just can't understand why Pickens is staying low for so much of the race. Surely he's got to get out on turn 3, turn 4. He's got to go high to make some traction.
They're all coming to the bottom now. The top is too far around. But Avery looks the best on the bottom so far.
Well, there's a dramatic scene with 7 to go. Lap traffic coming up as well. That always spices things up at WXC Speedway. Here comes Clawson, Pickens, Avery. How's the tyre wear looking, Graham?
Yeah, the tyre wear looks like, although Avery is really punishing his tyres with the speed. He's gone back to the top, looking for some grip up there this time around at 1 and 2.
So let's see what happens now. They're really trying to smoke themselves through with 6 to go. 5 laps to go. 5 to go here at WXC Speedway. We're approaching lap traffic. Who's going to have the better advantage? Clawson's now checked in down low. Oh, he's going to make some power. Clawson!
Clawson! Just!
Pickett's under a ton of pressure of Avery.
Pickett's
Avery on the inside of Pickett's. So Rico Avery now in second.
Pickett's
with a slider.
Pickett's
with
a
slider.
USA 1. New Zealand 2. Avery makes it a 1-2 USA.
Pickett's into the fence. This is going to be a grandstand finish with 4 to go. Here at WXC Speedway. The flags are flying with 4 to go, America 1 and 2. Brian Clawson. Brian Clawson now. He is your leader. Half penny is between Avery and Clawson. Oh, Avery goes wide. What are you doing,
here comes
son?
Pickens on Avery.
Big flame out the side of the Esslinger. Esslinger 1 and 2. The battle of the engines continues here at WXC Speedway.
Now Pickers goes top shelf to get around some of this lap traffic.
White flag, one to go. Maskevich trying to come through to spoil the party. Aver is losing the bit.
He's touched the wall.
Oh. He's still alive though.
Oh, they come together. The white flag flying.
Meskovic. It's Meskovic.
Meskovic in second. Third goes to Smee. Unbelievable. Fourth to Aver. Clawson takes the win. Second went to Meskovic. Third to Smee. Fourth to Aver. Fifth to Pickens.